Hey family, and welcome to today's segment. Today's theme is remission of sins. The Bible reference is from Luke 24, 46 to 47. And said unto them, thus it is written, and that is behoved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. In Christ, we have remission of our sins. His substitutionary work in our behalf made us new creations. Our past and our sins were completely blotted out, entirely erased from God's memory, not just your own. So literally, what Jesus did was to take away the power of sin to prevent its destructive consequences. For that reason, the Bible says, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Romans 6 verse 14. Jesus accomplished this for us. Acts 13, 38 to 39 says, be it known unto you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. The term forgiveness is derived from the Greek word aphesis, which specifically means remission of sins. Furthermore, those who believe in him are not only granted remission, but are also justified from all things, a status unattainable through the law of Moses. Justification implies being acquitted, to be declared not guilty. Many Christians haven't fully grasped the depth of this truth. While Jesus indeed paid for the sins of the whole world, when you believe in him, you receive a new life. You become a new creation. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. A new person in the presence of God. In God's presence, you are brand new. This is what justification truly means. You stand acquitted, not merely paid for. Through your behalf and the payment, he gave eternal life. And you were born anew with a new life without a past. You are now a new creature. This serves as the basis for your acquittal. The Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5, verse 1. In the presence of God, he sees you in Jesus Christ. He doesn't see the multitude of sins you've committed. Instead, he sees you as pure as Jesus. Hallelujah. Remission of sins is one powerful message. Some Christians still pray and say, God, forgive me for what I did today, forgive me for what I did yesterday, forgive me and all that. But the Bible is telling you that when we're born again, your sins have been forgiven. So don't keep reminding God. Live as a new man. You've taken on the righteousness of God. So live as such. And in taking on righteousness, that's when you know there are some things you wouldn't do. There are some sins you wouldn't even commit because your nature doesn't permit you to do so. But when you see yourself as a sinner, when you are sin conscious, you end up sinning. That's the rule. But once you make up your mind, you are a new man, which you are, and you have the righteousness of God, you know, as a righteous man, you are not supposed to do this. As a righteous man, you are not supposed to go here. As a righteous man, you are not supposed to associate yourself in things like this. And trust me, you won't do them. That's how it comes to the full realization that, yes, you were a child of God. So when you pray, just thank God for remission of sins you didn't even know about. That by God's grace, you've put on a new man, and you're a righteous man, and you live accordingly. Hallelujah. For further study, read 2 Corinthians 5, 19 to 21, and Romans chapter 3, 23 to 26. If you are taking the Bible in 1 year, Deuteronomy chapters 25, 26, 27, and Luke 5, 1 to 16. If you are taking the Bible in 2 years, Psalm 91, and Romans 2, 12 to 20. Hallelujah. Kindly take the prayer after me. Dear Father, I thank you for making Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Christ. I pray for sinners around the world today, that as they hear the gospel, their hearts be open to receive the remission of sins already accomplished for them through the death of Christ. to live unto righteousness. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you dearly. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.